With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. Why were there thousands of illegal opium poppies growing in and around Moss Landing? And where were they headed? That's what the Monterey County Sheriff's Office is trying to figure out. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
In an unmarked Monterey County Sheriff's car, Commander John Thornburg drives to the first opium poppy field deputies discovered last month. It's located off Dolan Road in Moss Landing. This part of the county is rural. Between a few scattered homes, it's mostly farmland, so he has a hard time finding it.
All of them seem to have been planted in areas with high growth.
That's not it.
And maybe that's why some people have described it as hiding in plain sight, which people are not wrong.
Down a dirt road that's just big enough for the car, he pulls up to a barren field. A few dead opium poppy plants stand upright in the corner.
And this is where we discovered it.
He pulls one of the dried plants out of the soil.
Now, this is obviously a dead version of the plant that we had, that we found. The ones we found were very much alive and very much growing and very much being taken care of.
In bloom, opium poppies are a vibrant purple, pink, or red color. He holds a dry brown bulb in his hand.
The bulb here is the main part of the plant and is the main part of the issue. Because what they'll do, this it won't work on a dried one, obviously, but they would take a razor blade or a very sharp knife and make slits in here. And they actually have cups that they put on the bottom to catch the liquid that oozes out so they can capture it.
The liquid can be processed into heroin. Thornburg says this roughly 1 acre field could produce over a pound of heroin, valued at around $45,000.
That's a lot of heroin. That's a lot of heroin.
But this field was the tip of the iceberg. After news of it broke, tips about other opium poppy fields flooded in. At this point, the Monterey County Sheriff's Office has discovered 8 fields. In total, that's 5.6 acres of opium poppy plants. The Sheriff's Office got search warrants to tear out the fields. There were so many plants to destroy, they called in for help from the National Guard. It has a drug unit.
In over about a week's span, we took down the other 7 fields, 160,000 plants almost, which is a huge number of plants.
The sheriff's office knows who planted them. They're investigating 10 farmers who leased the land. The farmers all work in the cut flower industry. I reached Monterey County Sheriff Detective Mike Smith by phone. He's the lead investigator on this case.
When I interviewed them, most seemed to be oblivious to the fact that the opium poppy plant was illegal.
He says there's no question a crime was committed. Growing opium poppy plants is against state and federal law. According to Smith, the farmers say they were planning to sell the poppies as ornamental flowers. So investigators are trying to figure out who planned to buy these poppies and what the buyers intended to do with them.
I mean, the reality is we got 5.6 acres. So there's a question in everybody's mind as to how many flower bouquets you can make out of 5.6 acres of opium poppies. So where is it actually going?
For now, no arrests have been made. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.